Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Accelerating IMS Enterprise Development with DLI Model Utility. Today's teleconference will be recorded, will last approximately 60 minutes, and will include a question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn about the IMS DLI Model Utility, one component of the IMS Enterprise Suite and IMS 11. This suite of products delivers innovative new capabilities to enhance connectivity, expand application development, extend standards and tools for a service-oriented architecture, and more. The speaker for today's teleconference is Danny Nguyen, Lead Developer, DLI Model Utility. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Danny Nguyen.
Thank you, Sherry, and everyone who is calling in for this teleconference today. Today's topic is about tooling that will help you to accelerate the IMS database enterprise development. And now I move on to slide number 2, which includes important disclaimers about the presentation that I'm giving today. I give you a couple seconds to go over it. And now I move on to slide number 3. So why Java and XML for the IMS database enterprise development? First, it will help rapid application development, so it will reduce the total cost of ownership and time to the market. And why Java? Because Java is designed to execute code from remote source securely, and also it's like write once and run everywhere kind of code. So the content and services can be designed for the maximum of the market opportunity. Java is also persistent, it's well documented and easily available, and it's well understood also. Java also have a standard API that minimizes specific back-end knowledge of IMS. And our JDBC driver will handle all the back-end knowledge of IMS on behalf of the application. By using Java and XML, we also leverage the new and abundant skills on the marketplace, which help to mitigate reducing the number of mainframes like COBOL PL1 skills. And also many users, customers, and vendors have Java at desktop. So by using Java, implement Java and XML in our IMS database, we can easily integrate with other products. So now I'm moving on to slide number 4. So how did we do? How did we support IMS Java? We created 2 new dependent regions in IMS version 7. A JMP, which is equivalent to the DLI BMP region. JMP stands for Java Message Processing. It's for message-driven Java applications. So we create a new IMS JMP job that executes the new DFS JMP procedure. What the DFS JMP procedure do is it's what's added to the IMS proc-lite. And the second region is the JBP, the Java Batch Processing. It is used to handle non-message-driven Java applications. It is similar to the IMS batch procedure for BMPs. And just like above, the new IMS JBP job that execs the new DFS JBP procedure. To use this new region, all you need to do is specify language equal Java in your PSB. And now I'm moving on to slide number 5. So besides IMS Java, what else? In IMS version 9, we introduce XML database. And then later on, we introduce XQuery and IMSDB web services in version 10. Both IMS and XML are hierarchic, so they are a great fit for each other. What XML database does is it introduces a way to view and map native IMS hierarchical data to XML documents. It aligns IMS database definition with XML schema. It allows the retrieval and the storage of IMS records as XML documents with no change to the existing XML database. And with XQuery, we enable the query of IMS data using XQuery with a flower expression. XQuery is more natural fit for hierarchical data querying. It enables customers to leverage emerging standard skill set, and it also enhances product and tooling integration. And with IMSDB web services, it provides the ability to expose a database query as a callable web services. IMS data can now easily be presented as XML across enterprise using XML database and XQuery technology. And moving on to slide number 6. So we have IMS Java, XMLDB, and database web services. Now what? Because the IMS doesn't have a runtime metadata catalog. So for IMS Java to understand the program specification block, the database definition, the PSB and the DBD, those information has to be transformed into a form that Java can understand. That's the metadata. The IMS Java libraries require meta information to properly abstract IMS database information for JDBC, you know, those SQL calls, the XMLDB, the SQL, UDF, and also the flower expression in XQuery. So we need a way to represent IMS database metadata for consumption at runtime. So there's physical metadata like the segment size, the segment hierarchy, the database defined field, the application defined fields like the one in COBOL Copybook or PL1 includes, then the field type, the field length, the start byte, and the encoding of the information. And there's also a structural metadata like the XML layout for fields and field relationship. And also in XMLDB, you can define a field as an element or an attribute and all the type restriction. Like you can only have 255 segments in the database and the hierarchy level is 15. So how do the new developer understand all that IMS information? Because it's very hard for the new people to learn IMS, and it may be a skill gap for a core IMS developer to learn Java and XML. So the manual creation of the metadata is very difficult and error-prone. It's also very tedious and hard to maintain and update. Once you create the metadata, and then you go back and change your DBD or PSB source, then you have to manually go through your metadata and make the appropriate change. So I'm moving on to slide 7 for the solution, which is the DOI model utility. What is DOI model utility? First, it is an IMS database, GUI-based visualization tool. It helps you visualize an entire IMS PSB with a graphical editor. The graphical editor has multi-page, with each page show a PCB and the hierarchy of the referred DVD. It also shows the sensitive segments and sensitive fields together with the data type for each field and the field type with different annotation for key field, user-defined field, and non-key field. DOI model utility is also a database metadata generation tooling. That was the original purpose of DOI model utility, is to generate the necessary metadata that is consumed at runtime by the IMS GDBC drivers, XML database, XQuery, and also it generates the artifact that is needed for IMS DB web services, which are the ear and the whistle files. I'll talk more about those files later. Currently, it was designed as a tooling utility, so it has the bottom-up approach. You give me the PSB and the DVD, then I give you the necessary metadata to be consumed at runtime for your Java application or XML. You can optionally import COBOL and PL1 copybooks beside the PSB and the DVD source if you have some rational tooling. And currently, it's a plugin to Eclipse so that it can be easily integrated with other Eclipse-based products like RAD, RUZ, ARD, RED. Excuse me. Now I'm moving on to slide number 8. This is the history of IMS DOI model utility. It was introduced in IMS version 8 to help generating the metadata needed for IMS Java so that users don't have to hand code the metadata manually. It is a batch utility, and it can be run as via a BPX batch utility on the OS or via a Unix system services command line. To use this utility, you need to write control statements to specify information like where your PSB PDF is, where your DVD PDF is, and also how you want to redefine the information in the metadata, like segment name, you want to give it a new alias. Same thing with field information. And it, besides generating the Java metadata class that is needed for IMS Java, it also generates the in-memory model of the PSB and the DVD together in an XML format. And it also generates a text base to help you visualize, to help the application programmer to visualize the IMS PSB hierarchy. In IMS version 9, we add additional control statements so that it can handle XML database support. We also allow user to import COBOL XML COBOL into the metadata under the XML in an XML format. And also in IMS version 9, we provide a text preview GUI for the DOI model utility. It's an Eclipse 2.0 plugin. And then in IMS version 10, we officially GA the GUI version of the utility as an Eclipse 3.0 plugin. We also add GSAM database support. We enhance the XML schema generation to support XQuery. And we also split the in-memory model of the IMS, DBD, and PSB into two different models and in XMI format. And with the GUI, since we have have been using the utility in IMS version 8 and version 9 with their control statements, they don't have to go through the GUI to recreate their metadata. So we allow them to import existing control statement from previous generation into the GUI. And then we have the IMS database web services available in version 10. And it's also need the UI model utility to automatically generate the deployable artifacts so that user, again, don't have to hand-code it. The DAS command, which is kind of a query command, so that user can take advantage of the IMSDB web services. And currently, we have an IMS Enterprise Suite, the UI model utility. With this version, the UI model utility will be available through Installation Manager to help ease the installation process. And it will automatically include the open source like Eclipse, EMF, and Chef, Graphical Editor Framework, so that user don't have to get those components from the Eclipse open source website and install each of those components individually themselves. In the past, they had the problem doing that because user may get an incompatible versions of EMF and Eclipse and Chef. So by using Installation Manager, user don't have to worry about any of that. And also in IMS Enterprise Suite, we add the PL1 copybook import function. If user have read or RDZ, we also add a search function so that user can search for a specific segment, fields, PCB in the database, in the PSB. And also, we simplify the wizard for creating new DOI model utility projects. We also enhance the IMS Java metadata class with a new processing option. Now I'm moving on to slide number 9. DOI model utility as a visualization tool. User can visualize an entire IMS PSB in a multi-page graphical editor. Each PCB can be viewed, saved, and printed individually. Each PCB editor shows the hierarchy of the sensitive segments of an IMS database. Each PCB sensex sensefield can be edited using the context menu or the property views. Because normally fields, segments, and PCB about the name of those are bound to the A character or uppercase names defined in the DBD. So we can edit it, create an alias for them to give it a more meaningful application use. And this only applies to the application. You cannot change the actual IMS name or the byte offset. All these are hand-coded in your DBD. Using the context menu of the editor, user can import COBOL and PL1 copybook to redefine the segment, the fields in layout in the segment. And this function will only be enabled when user install the utility on top of REST with the J2C option or REZ. The context menu also help you edit the field to have the appropriate data type. We need to, because by default, we default all the field type, data type into character. So if you need to have a field defined as tag decimal to inform the runtime of the field type and picture string, we can edit the field and provide those information. So this is a departure from traditional IMS, where the application's responsibility is to encode the information correctly. And for XMLDB, you can also use the context menu to select a field to be defined as an element or an attribute within an XML schema, or it shouldn't be in the schema at all. With the new enhancement, user can also search the entire IMS PSB for a specific PCB segment and or field. Now I'm moving on to slide number 10. DOI model utility as an IMS database metadata generation tool. This has been used to generate the necessary metadata that is consumed at runtime by the IMS GDBC drivers, XML database, XQuery, and IMS database web services using IMS sources and copybooks includes as input. What it will generate is the DOI database view for the IMS GDBC driver, an XML schema so that you can validate the XML document before you store or retrieve it from IMS database. The XML schema is also helped with XQuery and the deployable artifact for IMS DB web services. I will talk more about it in the later foil. In IMS version 10, the UI model utility has a configuration editor that helps you code the dash command with a syntax highlight and syntax assist editor. On slide 11, is how you create the DOI model utility project and bring in your IMS source files. So first you select file new wizard from your Eclipse. You select DOI model utility project, enter a project name and optionally a Java package name, and also some optional output like XML schema, the text report that have you visualize the PSB that assisted since day one of the utility. But now with the new graphical view, you probably don't need this text report. And if you don't have XMLDB, you may not need to generate XML schema. On the second panel of the DOI model utility wizard is where you will select your source. DOI model utility GUI is an offline utility. So before you can use it, you have to FTP your source into your workspace or your local environment. If you have RED or REZ, if you have REZ, then you can drag and drop your source from your PDS into your distributed environment, then bring it in to this utility. Before, user have to specify a PSB and manually select all the DVDs that's referred by the PSB. So we make an enhancement recently so that we will parse the PSB and pulling in the appropriate DVDs if they are in the same folder. Now I'm moving on to slide number 12. So before I was talking about the input. Now I will start talking about all the output that is generated by the UI model utility. The first one is the DOI database view. What is the DOI database view? It captures all the database information and is used as a catalog at runtime. So our middleware understands the layout of the database. The fields are defined, again, as I mentioned before, are defined by default as character, with byte offset, length, and all this information contained in the DVDs. So you can update the DOI database view via the graphical editor of the PSB, as mentioned earlier. And when you change the field segments PCB information in the graphical editor, it will be reflected in all the output, not just the DOI database view. If you have an XML schema, it will be updated also. And that's the next thing I'm going to talk about on slide number 13, XML schema output. One XML schema will be generated per PCB. This XML schema represents all the valid XML documents that you can store into or retrieve from this IMS database. You can also use the XML schema design view in RED or RDZ to view the generated XML schema. The schema defines rules for how an IMS database aligns with an XML document. And in conjunction with the DOI database view metadata, so that it knows how to convert from IMS data into XML. It also shows all the relationships between parent and child segment, one to many, zero to unbound, things like that. There will be more use of an XML schema on slide number 14. One of the areas having XML view of an IMS database comes very useful in generating IMS database web services. As all of you know, any SOAP web services is defined XML, is defining by XML in and XML out. Therefore, in order to directly web enable the IMS database, we need a way to easily convert it into and from XML, which XML database already give us. So with our XML schema set up, now we can look at the IMSDB web services support. The DOI model utility will have the name and namespace provided via the wizard. We will create a configuration file. In there, it defines all the desired operation on the web services, with syntax assist, error checking, and so on. Every command issues a DOI call to position itself in the database. This is where you may do an insert, replace, delete. And when we're done, we save this editor and do a build. We have all the artifacts needed for the IMSDB web services. And when you save this editor, unlike the other graphical editor, when you save the graphical editor, all the artifacts will be regenerated. In this case, after you save the configuration editor, you need to do a new build. It will not automatically build your new ear and whistle file for your IMSDB web services. And moving on to slide number 15. So after you do a view from configuration editor, the UI model utility will generate this WSDL file and the ear file. This web services definition language WSDL file describes everything about the web services, including its location, the protocol for calling it, the list of operations, the input-output messages, and a definition of all types. There's nothing IMS-specific in this WSDL file. If you have Red and Odyssey, it will help you graphically view this WSDL file if you prefer. And also, if you have Red, you can also switch to the J2EE perspective and deploy the ready-to-deploy ear as a new enterprise application to test your DB web services. Moving on to slide number 16, DOI model utility as an Eclipse plugin. It's a graphical user interface that comprises of Eclipse, Eclipse Modeling Framework, EMF, and Graphical Editor Framework, GEF. Currently, it can be installed as a standalone Eclipse application or on top of other Eclipse-based products using IBM Installation Manager. So what is available now is a repository that includes all the EMF components, all the Eclipse components like Eclipse, EMF, and Jeff, and the UI model utility. If you install it on top of all the Eclipse-based products, it will detect that Eclipse and all the components is already there, so it just installs the UI model utility. Otherwise, it will install everything Eclipse on the open source code and DOI model utility code. And how do you get it? This is available via the IMS SOA integrated. I'm on slide number 17. You can download it from, you can download the repository from the IMS SOA integration suite, IMS Enterprise Suite, from the link provided, or you can order it just like how you order an IMS product. It will be available for SMP install. And that concludes my presentation today, and now I'm going to pass it back to Sherry.
Thank you, Danny. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live question and answer session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Question 1. please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's conference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. Question number 2. Was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. Question number 3. What version of IMS are you currently on? If it is V10, press star 1. V9, press star 2. If it is V8, press star 3. If it was V7 or lower, press star 4. Question number 4. What is your planned use of IMS 11? If planned to upgrade to IS 11 within 12 months of October 2009 availability, press star 1. If interested in upgrading to IMS 11 within the next 2 years, press star 2. If no upgrade plan at this time, press star 3. Question number 5. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, for info on IMS 11, press star 1. If yes, for info on IMS tools, press star 2. If no info is desired at this time, press star 3. For question, press star 1. At this time, we have no questions. I would like to turn it back to our speaker for closing comments.
Hi, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us on the teleconference regarding DOI Motor Utility and IMS Enterprise Suite. I hope you have a great day, and if you have any questions, feel free to contact me via the email available at the IMS Enterprise Suite website. Thank you again, and have a great day.
This concludes today's conference.